This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
PetroServe USA Studios, this is What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Scott Hannon here. Glad to have you along. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Daniel on the phones. The whole crew's here, ready to go to work for you. Chris Larson, our producer. Leah is doing live blogging today. If you're not yet a follower of What's On Your Mind Radio on Twitter, you're missing out. Because, you know, say you got a call and it's in the middle of a good interview, you don't want to miss the good stuff. You could follow along right there. Or go back and say, what did I miss? Right there. Check that out. Like that. PetroServe USA is home of home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and some really good lunch specials. Today, Tater Tot Hot Dish. If you're traveling I-29, Harwood, or 12th Avenue North exits Fargo, and north of Fargo on I-29, I-94, beef tips and gravy are waiting at Valley City, exit 292, the PetroServe USA there, and scallop potatoes and ham. Or vegetable hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Does that sound good or what? Oh, my gosh. Tater Tot Hot Dish is kind of on my mind. So are caramel rolls. They have great caramel rolls, made famous by the folks up at the Valley Dairy Store, as part of the PetroServe USA family. And, of course, all of the locations have 4 for $4, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA. You just tell them that Scott sent you. Okay? Okay. We have some open phone time till the bottom of the hour to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ivanka Trump is in Minnesota today, making stops in Duluth and Bloomington, doing a event for a local manufacturer in support of Pledge to America's Workers, an initiative calling on American employers to help create millions of jobs through training and hiring programs. And then she goes to Bloomington to support the Seeking Justice for Native American Victims of Violent Crime effort. Isn't that cool? Love to have her here. She's also talking about, according to federal data, this is amazing, Native American women in some areas more than 10 times more likely than the rest of the population to be murdered. The cold case office in Bloomington, one of several moves the federal government has made to tackle the problem. President Trump proclaimed May 5th Missing and Murdered American Indian and Alaska Natives Awareness Day.
I read a stat on that over the weekend. You're 66,000-plus times more likely to be trafficked and abducted as a young person than you are to get COVID. But yet all the traffickers now have to wear masks so they can hide their identity. And imagine what's happening in that world. Oh,
well, just think also, though, about the response to the problem.
Right.
And the differences.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, this trafficking, this, folks, is a plague.
Oh.
This is unbelievable what goes on. It is absolutely, it's sickening you to the core.
It's global. It's the most vile, disgusting behavior. I mean, you can't even imagine what's going on.
I guess the most it's been brought to light ever is probably through the Epstein case, right?
Yeah.
Because
that was the tip of that iceberg,
yeah,
too.
These were young girls.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The Arab world loves young boys, too.
Oh, you know? Don't even tell me that.
I know. It's unreal, man.
The whole thing is just evil.
It's a true story. My friend of mine runs an orphanage and a mission down in Dominican Republic. She's in Puerto Plata, I think. It's Dove Missions. You can Google it and look at her. Liz Rooney started this years ago. And she said, Kev, you would not believe the traffickers that love Haitian and Dominican women. They have a certain look. They have a. Ugh. And she said they come in by the plane loads. And they'll leave and there'll be 10, 15, 20 families looking for their daughters after 2 weeks. And no one ever talks about it. They just go away. She said it's mind-boggling. I mean, it literally, she broke into tears telling me about it.
That's awful. That is awful. I mentioned the Seattle Police Department letter. Basically, the chief of police is saying over the weekend to all the business owners or residents of Seattle that because of a city council ordinance that went into effect yesterday, it bans Seattle police officers from using less lethal tools like pepper spray that is commonly used to disperse crowds that have turned violent. Simply put, the legislation gives officers no ability to safely intercede to preserve property in the middle of a large violent crowd. He goes on to say, it's important to bring to your attention that yesterday I sent the city council a letter assuring them that as chief of police, I've done my due diligence of informing them numerous times of the foreseeable impact of this ordinance on upcoming events. For this reason, Seattle police will have an adjusted deployment in response to any demonstrations this weekend, as I will never ask our officers to risk their personal safety to protect property without the tools to do so in a safe way. Welcome to America, ladies and gentlemen, in the Black Lives Matter era. We'll protest however we want, we'll be violent, and we'll get city councils in these big cities to disarm,
defund, hamstring, whatever you want to call it. Wow. That went into effect yesterday,
yeah,
you're saying, right?
That's the wow. And, you know, look, Seattle, Portland,
Chicago, Minneapolis.
It's unbelievable what's going on, folks. It really is. Now, I got to tell you a little bit of good news before I go to these calls. Where'd it go?
Need some good news.
I need some good news. Yes, I
should
do.
Should be pointed out, too, that Carmen Best, the chief of police in Seattle, is an amazing woman of color. Amazing woman. I mean, she's been just saying, come on, really?
Here's the good news. You ready?
Yes.
Tom Brady said, if anyone on my team kneels, I quit. If anybody
really?
On my team kneels, I quit. Tom Brady. I like Tom Brady.
Hope that's true.
I like Tom Brady. All right, now to the calls. What's on your mind? Al, in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Al. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to be real careful. Tom Brady, you got to admire him. I'm a Seahawk fan, so we won't go there. But could you compare and contrast, and I got to be careful. I'm a Montana Grizzlies fan, and I've said some things to a couple NDSU fans about Ilhan Omar, and I will leave it at that. But could you compare and contrast Ilhan Omar with Kaylee McEnany? And I'll shut up and listen. Thanks, Scott.
I don't know where to begin on that. I mean,
right,
Kaylee. First of all, Kaylee, they're both fighters. I'll give them that. I mean, I guess we can compare in that way. But Kaylee just, I think, has found the right way to handle the hate-filled Trump derangement syndrome crowd and takes them on head-on. Just doesn't apologize, doesn't do anything. So that's fantastic. Ilhan Omar, obviously, has a, in my view, twisted idea of what this country should be, and clearly is here to change America more to her ideological beliefs, where Kaylee's affirming ours. I hope that's good enough.
Good point out, too, that Kaylee has a law degree from Harvard.
Smart girl.
Yeah. Georgetown and Harvard.
Yeah, she is. No doubt about it. All right, Todd, Mismark, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Thanks for letting me on your show here. But, I'm thinking that with what these Democrats have been doing, I mean, it's all COVID,
We're talking all the way up to the election here. As far as the, you know, this pedophile ring thing, that I think that's one of the biggest stories, besides the Ukraine money laundering that got covered up, that they don't talk about anymore. But also, I think this sex ring that these Epstein and all these high-profile people around the world were involved, I think that's one of the main stories that's being covered up right now, because a lot of the people in there are on the left. And I saw a list of a bunch of names, and all these names, they all had one thing in common. They all hate Trump, you know? It's like, well, okay, I see that. Well, I think they're trying to cover that story up, I mean, as best as they can. There's a lot of stories that keep covering up, but that one there, I think that's a big one. And one more thing, and I'll let you go here, with the COVID thing. It got to the point where I work, like, early in the mornings, like 3-4. So, of course, I listen to you guys. And you got Coast to Coast or whatever. Well, after Coast to Coast...
Hang on. Todd, we're going to a break here, and I want to hear what you have to say.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The Giant Seeds 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
is it, China Grove, exactly?
China Grove is a small town outside of San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yes, it's a little sleepy town around San Antonio. It's actually a real city.
Better than the China virus.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, it's actually a great little biker bar in China Grove.
It's a real place, unlike La Isla Bonita, which is not.
Yeah. La Isla Bonita, the Madonna fan in Todd comes out there.
It's funny, it's just a fake song, that's all.
Radio station I worked at in when I worked in San Antonio, our tower was in China Grove. So the legal ID was KISS, China Grove, Texas.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Nice.
You brought the Doobie Brothers song to life. I love it. MyPillow is one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. We love everything they sell. And if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, you'll see the radio listener specials chock full of all kinds of things. The pet pillows are really cool. Today I want to tell you about these mattress toppers because we've got a really good deal right now where you get 30% off the mattress topper, plus you get two free standard My Pillows. Two pillows, mattress topper, 30% off the mattress topper. It's a really, really good deal right now, and you're going to sleep better instantly. By the way, throw it on, sleep on it, like it, like it, like it, don't like it. Package it back up, send it back, every penny refunded. Simple as that. So remember that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, Todd in Bismarck was finishing a story and we ran out of time. So go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, well, like I said, I work early in the morning and I listen to, of course, KFYR. I love 550. Well, I'll tell you, after that, the Coast to Coast, you know, just a bunch of nutballs on there, I get a humorous, it's humorous to me. But there's that hour in between there where the news was on the other day and, you know, you got that full hour of news and it was nothing but COVID for an entire hour. I'll tell you what, what I decided to do, I thought, you know what? Enough is enough of this. I'm sick of it. Well, I decided to listen to the Bible over that hour, you know, and then soon as you guys kick back on after that hour of just straight news, of course I listen to you again. But man, I'll tell you what, this news with the COVID thing,
it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's part of an agenda. It is, you know, again, we could go out there and talk about the top 10 threats to you that exist, driving a car, flying a plane, we were talking about
living.
Yeah, we're talking about the trafficking thing.
Locking out your front door.
The trafficking, whatever, you know, and say, okay, well which ones are getting the most attention? And you really got it. I think you did a good thing there. I'd never tell anybody to turn the radio off ever. It's against my DNA. But I would finding a way to get some peace, whether that's an hour in your case listening to the Bible or whether that's, you know, just walking in the, you know, woods for an hour or whatever. Right. Just clear your head and get out of that mode. It's important to do. There's no doubt about it because
November the 4th is going to be a great liberating day, I feel. I think a lot of this stuff is going to disappear after the election. I mean, I know they're still going to be trying to impeach Trump if he wins. They'll be trying to impeach him. They'll be trying to do everything they can. But I think a lot of this stuff is going to tame down. And it'll be a liberating day, I think, for a lot of us. I love your show, Scott. Keep it going. Talk soon. Late.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Todd. If you haven't yet had an experience like Todd has where you get caught in a particular newscast and it's just all COVID all the time, just pay attention to it once and, you know, okay, another COVID story. Okay, another. And then also the tone around it. Death spike to the all-time greatest ever on the earth in one day. You know, I mean, it's just over the top. It's crazy. But you can prevent it and have it go away. One way we know it's going to go away is Election Day. The other is masks. And that's what Leah wants to talk about in beautiful Benedict. Leah, lay it on me. What's on your mind? Hi there.
I want to talk or mention that these large retailers who are many together starting us to are requiring North Dakotans to wear a mask to shop for needed goods are... These corporations are trying to set public health policy in our state because it supersedes our governor's and officials' orders. And be subservient to their control of you today and tomorrow. They'll probably require you to have a vaccine to shop. And I'd say the only weapon we have in this war is to boycott them and take a stand now or, you know, go into bondage. So it's, they don't, to be superseding our elected officials' orders are taking our health into their own realm. And we're absolutely nuts to go along with them if we are not somebody who wants to or feels we need to wear a mask because there's no science to support it.
Let me say this. I'm disturbed at the level of compliance that people undertake without any regard for the facts. Okay? I mean, we largely just said whatever. Myself included. All right. Well, okay, let's do it. Oh, we're flattening the curve. Okay, let's go. Let's go. We're going to flatten the curve. And we just do it. Right? And that worries me for the reason you mentioned, Leah, that, okay, what today it's this, tomorrow it's that, whatever. Now, I have no problem with experts in public health saying, here is what we're going to suggest, and here is why we're going to suggest it. Because here's what you're accomplishing. Here's the study that backs it up. I mean, this Dr. Osterholm is an epidemiologist everybody loves as the greatest expert ever at the University of Minnesota. He chastised the CDC by saying, how can you recommend masks when you have no scientific study behind asking for people to wear the mask? So when they're fighting amongst themselves, I say, whoa, I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid. I'm backing away from that Kool-Aid cooler. I don't do it. Now, on the other hand, mask or a personal choice. Leah, if you decide to wear it, God bless you. I have no problem whatsoever. I have no problem with local control and communities deciding amongst themselves, do we want to do this, do we not want to do it? But when it starts becoming a state thing or a national thing, now we're getting, in my mind, into dangerous territory. As far as Walmart, Target, you know, all the different places now, the national chains that are doing this. And that's the great thing about being in Medora. See, they don't have those chains, so they can decide for themselves. But those chains bring it into other communities. I mean, they have a right to do it, right, Leah? I mean, they can do it. Well, Walmart owns the store. They can say, you got to have a mask to be in here.
Well, they are... It's kind of a war tactic in a way to hold what people, the goods and services that people need at under your control, and they have to sacrifice their personal rights to get what they need to live. People need to buy stuff for their children. They can't order everything online, so you're hostage to them.
Somewhat. I think there's somewhere else to go, right? Generally. Go to the supermarket instead of going to Walmart. That's probably a smart thing anyway, right? Look what supermarkets give back to the communities. But I don't begrudge them the choice, but I don't have to go in there. Thanks, Leah.
Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans are about to unveil details of their proposal for a fourth COVID-19 relief act. Democrats have one that's already on the table, the so-called HEROES Act, which the Republican Senate has not taken up. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says,
we want to help people when they don't have a job. But at the same time, we don't want to say, well, you're making more money staying home than actually going to work.
But Republicans say that's exactly what's happening with the Democratic proposal, as it would extend the extra $600 weekly federal unemployment benefit that's otherwise expired over the weekend. The White House has just confirmed National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for the virus. O'Brien, the highest-ranking member of the Trump administration to test positive for it, the White House says he has mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That put that billboard up, sponsored by Rocks and Cows of the North.
You see that?
Which is hilarious because you remember he made some comment about their, you know, a bunch of rocks and cows.
That's all it is outside the metro, just rocks and cows.
Yeah. Right, rocks and cows. And so that isn't, I don't know, you know, who Rocks and Cows are, but the.
They're a group, a Facebook group.
Are they?
Yeah, there's a good amount of us. I'm in that group too, yeah, there's a lot of us.
So the billboard is of an individual who has his head up his butt. I don't know any other way to say it nicely. And the next to the graphic is Governor Walz. Northern Minnesota is trying to see things from your point of view. Something else he said. And then, of course, the head is up the butt. But these are billboards somebody's put up in Minnesota. I mean,
hilarious.
If I'm Tim Walz, just get in the car and get up here. Get up here and talk to some people. You know why Ken Eakin, Democrat, Paul Marquardt, Democrat, Ben Lean, Democrat, that represent, you know, most of the region around Moorhead, are distancing themselves. Ben Lean isn't. He's more careful. But the other two are pretty clear about it being just bad news. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy times in which we live, right? That's right. Okay. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. During challenging times, it is important to focus on positive actions that you can take now, and how these will affect the future. If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degree in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. And the University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee waived. Thank you very much. Start today at online.umary.edu/discover more. Dr. Mark Hagerot, Chancellor of the University System in North Dakota, will join us in a moment, but Mike in Underwood's been waiting a while, so we got to get Mike in here. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, I had a little incident at the Underwood Post Office. I mean, like, last week, I'm the same person, same everything. I bought stamps from the postmistress there. Everything was fine. I come in today, and I found some mail in my mailbox that didn't belong to me. So I wanted to do the honest and right thing, and I turned it in. She took it and said, well, I wasn't here for a couple of days. And then she blew up. She said, you have to wear a mask. And she really got in my face about it. I couldn't believe it was the same person, but she went bananas. And just for me, trying to do the right thing, and she just really got on me about the mask, and she would not keep quiet about it. I just, you know, okay, you know, fine. I don't have the mask. I'm not wearing it. And I said, why don't you go ahead and report me? Go tell Tim Walz. And, boy, she blew up. I can't believe that the misconduct of this person who is supposed to represent the United States Postal Service. And it's just, it's the same person I bought stats from last week. All of a sudden, here's this big attitude change. I don't know what to think, Scott. What do you think?
time for charm school for the
they're everywhere.
Post service there, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry about that, Mike. Sorry you had the bad experience. I truly am. All right, back on What's on Your Mind with our next guest, Chancellor of the University System in North Dakota, Dr. Mark Hagerot. Mr. Chancellor, how are you, sir?
Good, Scott, and thanks for having me.
Looking forward to catching up on the university system in North Dakota and what this fall is going to look like, what the future is going to look like. Do you remember anything like this? You've spent some time in the military, spent some time in education. How do you compare this?
I taught military history and history of technology. And I'm telling you, the people alive are living through historic times. But we are blessed to be in North Dakota, because we are one of the most rural states, and one of the main strategies that all the big universities are desperately attempting to adopt is what they call de-densifying, and we already have that advantage. So I would just say, yes, we are living in historic times, but it's a blessing to be in Dakota, because we think we can safely get the students back, on campus. And thanks for taking time to talk about that, because your listeners are crucial to us successfully doing this.
So, first of all, just the overall view you have of, what had to happen last spring rather quickly, compared to now. I mean, how, in other words, the fight is obviously to get kids back to quote unquote normal as much as possible in the classroom, interacting with the teacher. When they're not able to do that, are they learning as well? What do you know about, the challenges with online learning?
Well, first I'd say, the challenge we have, and thanks for mentioning, the military. I heard someone else mention the military. We are basically in a war against this virus, and there is some suspicion on, the Chinese and the WHO not sharing information early, which, how wonderful to vectorize that against us. So I would hope your readers realize we are in what's equivalent to almost a war for this generation, a war of attrition. And what we had to do last March basically was like a surprise attack, like a Pearl Harbor coming. And so we just had to pull back fast, right? We had to get people out of the classrooms. We had to shut things down. The governor, I think, handled it, really well in the uncertainty we had. And the data we were getting was national data, and there weren't studies on, what does it mean for rural America? To say the United States is one United States, we're very different from downtown Manhattan to, here in Morton County where I am. So we had to pivot fast, because we didn't know the mortality rate, and now we know more. We know how it spread, and now we got to get the kids back to school for a couple reasons. And there is some risk. One of our top priorities is the health and safety of the students, faculty, and staff, but it isn't the only priority, right? I mean, you go into the grocery store and there's grocery clerks. I'm on my family farm halfway between New Salem and Mandan, and we were shopping out in New Salem, and the same grocery clerk was out there, at Tillemans, and he was there every day, but they had the glass shield up and they took calculated risk. So the same thing with our faculty and staff, that we are going to put in place the measures to make it a calculated risk that we think we can manage. But we do need students to be back, much like the grocery stores and other things, to be back interacting with other students, producing the next generation of nurses and doctors, helping absorb people displaced by, the oil shifts, diversifying our economy. So we are a state asset that, much like firefighters, EMTs, people, in the stores, grocery stores, policemen, we have a duty to get back as operation with modifications for the sake of these young people and the future of our state. So that's what we're underway right now, the plan.
And, with, some surge happened and you had to have, distance learning for another school year and another school year. What I'm trying to get at is we're fighting to get back to quote-unquote normal, and I see value in the social interaction and all that. I'm just curious about the peer learning. I mean, can kids learn as well with that distance model as they do in a classroom with a professor?
Well, we find the data has shown that if you're a working dad or working mom and you've got to watch your kids, going to school in your basement by distance is ideal, right? so you don't have to commute, move. But for undergraduates in particular, there's a very important socialization, team building, you know, conveying the values of North Dakota to young people, right? You know, being part of a team, being part of a school. So there is a very strong preference by undergraduates to be back together. And I would just say this, you know, we're not in the nursing home business. This is the blessing. You know, the plague of 1919 hit young people. This one, the young people are almost bulletproof. Okay. So we are in the young person business, but faculty and staff are older and the communities are in are older. So we need the students to basically join this war of attrition, you know, to help them get motivated that they're the crucial part to winning this battle by a bunch of different measures we can talk about to just keep knocking down the COVID's what's called the R factor, right? So it's almost a mathematical war of attrition to knock it down and keep operating. So only as a last resort we go back to online because we do lose something. You know, we can still function that way like we did, but our preference is to keep operating on campus.
And for, obviously you got a plan right now for what it's going to be for this year and knowing things can ebb and flow and whatnot, but have contingencies. What are you planning for? What will it look like this year in our sure. Institutes of Higher Learning in North Dakota?
Well, first, there's a natural benefit we have in North Dakota is that we are a low-density state, and our campuses are generally low-density. I mean, think of University of Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis, with 45,000, 50,000 students in a city of 3 million, okay? They've got a tough problem, and my heart goes out to them. Plus, you know, part of their city was burned down. I mean, just tragic what happened there. We're not there, okay? We have good law and order. People follow rules. And so what we are doing is several things to knock this COVID down. One is, and I want to thank the Department of Health, National Guard, and the governor's staff, we're going to have a huge pre-testing program at 8 sites, 35 different times across the state. So before students come to campus, we identify who might be sick and ask them to stay at home a few extra days. Okay? So knock it down. Then when students show up on campus, let's say some from Minnesota, because I think Minnesota's struggling with their testing. You know, they've got bigger cities. We will be offering to test Minnesota kids as soon as they get here and ask them to self-quarantine if it comes back positive. Then when they're on the campus, we'll do serial testing, and we'll trace people if they come out positive. But then something I heard your people talking about is we will ask them to wear masks. Each campus will be asked by the state board last Thursday, or were asked by the state board, to have a mask policy because it's just the wise thing to do to maybe knock it down even more. The science, like some of your listeners, I heard some of the conversation, there's still debate, but general practice is if you sneeze or cough, a mask will inhibit it. For the same reason, you know, we taught our kids at the age of 4 to cover their cough, right? So all those measures in place, we hope will reduce the amount that it circulates. But again, the other thing I'd say is we've got in some ways a population that's almost close to bulletproof, young people, right? And so I've challenged a couple of the presidents I just talked to is that as part of your adaptive plans is have the students take more responsibility, right? If a professor needs to teach remotely, the students may still convene in the classroom, and the senior student there will be acting as a TA to get the class going if we get to that situation. Right now we're planning for the professors to be in the classroom, you know, some masks distantly. So we are developing adaptive strategies to keep operating, and I'm very positive that we can do this in North Dakota.
Fantastic news. Keep fighting the battle, and thanks for the update, Mark.
Well, thanks for having me.
North Dakota University System Chancellor Dr. Mark Haggerott on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota's schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, the red, white, and you sale going on right now, or you can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle you need for your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises. Some with very low miles and payments as low as $199 a month, and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, and we will leave these last few minutes of the program for you. A lot of texts I want to get to, but some calls too. Rob's on the road. Rob, what's on your mind?
Well, you said you're having trouble describing that Tim Walz billboard. I would suggest you could say he's experiencing a rectal cranial inversion.
What? Whoa. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Since they're supposed to be in the reverse order, so.
Right.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Exactly. It's you really got to look at it to try and decipher what you're looking at. Because
where
there's
is
a,
that? Where will it be?
Well, I'll put it up on my Facebook page. I'm sure Todd will too. But
I got a few of them up around northern Minnesota.
I saw one in Bemidji this weekend.
Yeah, Bemidji, yeah. International Falls, War Road. Yeah, I think they've got a few of them up.
My daughter pointed it out. She said, look at that, Dad. And I'm like, what in the world? Oh, I love the rocks and cows thing too. It's a classic. You know, there's a lot of really good teachers out there who are good teachers and should remain teachers. I'm not a big fan of teachers becoming governors. I don't think there's because what you have is the experience from the teachers union.
Yep.
Where you're a big political animal. And everything's politics. It isn't the real deal. I hope I haven't offended anybody with that, but that's my opinion. If I offend you with my opinion, I apologize, but I'm not gonna shirk from my opinion.
The governor doesn't get tenure.
Yeah, thank goodness. Although what he does with the time he does have is going to be
one-off.
What a mess. What a mess.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. I got a laugh or two out of that.
So, Scott, what are you doing over there?
Time for the view.
No, not again!
You're actually watching that stuff?
Todd is revealing what we call in this business a secret that was discussed during the break.
And
that discussion is one of those deals.
What happens? Walk by your studio and see that, and yikes!
What happens off the air?
Watching that stuff.
What happens off the air is supposed to stay, you know.
Yeah, well,
off the air.
Good luck with that.
So Todd is referring to the fact that we have three television monitors in the studio here, and somehow they got left on The View. I think because it was on Good Morning America earlier.
None of mine have The View. That's how I solve that little problem.
And then I have mindless third hour today black pepper shrimp over there. Some woman making up shrimp and onions and seasoning and lime juice. This is for people who, you know, well, maybe I should listen to them. And by the way, on The View, they're hawking Blue Planet Eco Eyewear right now. Did you know there was such a thing as Eco Eyewear?
Get with the program. What is
Get
that?
With the program. I don't know.
Eco eyewear?
Yep.
So mine isn't, like, biodegradable? Or what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
You hate the planet. That's the problem.
Oh, I hate the planet now. Okay.
Yep. Right. Texter says, tell Mike from Underwood, he's the gentleman that called that had a problem with the woman at the post office, that he should move to Underwood, North Dakota, and that won't happen. I actually thought he was calling from Underwood, North Dakota for a second.
So did I. I thought, what? I can't believe that would go on here.
Texter says, I am a public school teacher who refuses to join the NDEA cult. Well, there you go. Yeah, the teachers' unions, I don't know. I always say I'm pro-worker, not pro-union. Because I'm for the good, hard-working folks. But, you know, these people that get in these unions that just go too far by no common sense and, you know, not a good deal. Not a good deal. Texter says, you mentioned we could go to the local supermarket for the food we need to avoid the mandatory mask nonsense. What local supermarkets don't require masks? My understanding, both Hornbacher's and Family Fair require you to wear a mask now. I hope there's places you can go that don't require it to get what you need. And remember, for health reasons, some people can't wear them. So, just remember that. I don't understand why the original recommendation was physical distance. By the way, slam my fingers in the door if I say social distancing one more time. Where did that term come from?
Slam your fingers.
Social
in the
distancing?
Door?
What is that? It's you know, I just get a kick out of how these words. Physically distancing, I get.
Yep.
Okay, I need to be X amount of, you know. And honestly, if you want the best medical advice in the world, take it from Dr. Scott. Here it is. You ready? Don't stand next to somebody, as in nose to nose, for more than 15 minutes. Any one given time. That's your best way of avoiding.
Well, there you go.
COVID. Now, obviously, a family member, you're going to know, hasn't been somewhere that picked up the, you know what I'm saying? There you go. So it's either or, masks or social distancing, but not according to the COVID police. Gotta go, folks. Unfortunately, God bless.
Ryan
See you tomorrow.
Weedy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.